All right, so let's get into a meditation and share or experience what I've been trying to share with you. So, and see what it is for you. See where you can feel the energy and then feel the blocks within or the challenges within. It can be a psychological, mental block. It can be a physical pain in the body. It can be that just that feeling of not knowing where to go, what to do. And then a message can come in, or some clarity can come in. So we'll call on Ganesha to remove the obstacles, and then we'll call on Kalabhairava to give us a really deep meditation and give us some clue on how to move forward in this week, today and then in the coming week. And then we'll meet up again next week and see how it goes and so on. So let's not jump too far ahead and wonder, well, oh my God, what's going to happen in 10 months from now, or in a month from now, or whatever from now in the future. Let's just be with ourselves and then see, get clarity and see where we need to go from this point and this understanding of ourselves and the clarity that we have of ourselves and our situations in this moment right now. And then that's how you know Kalabhairava just gave the blessings to take you out of the time that you would spend just wasting away worrying, wasting away thinking too much, analyzing. Let's get out of that problem and how do I move forward from it? And those responses will come internally or even during this, maybe not during this call or this meditation, but maybe in the week ahead. You'll get clues. So let's get into a state of receptivity. We'll close our eyes. Putting our attention on the base of the spine, the tailbone area, and take a moment to feel it. When you close your eyes, they might be rolling around. Just notice that and then try to bring them into a balance as if you were staring out into space, only with your eyelids closed over top of your eyes. So don't force it, just allow your eyes to settle, because your eyes carry karma. They carry the karmic thoughts of everything that you've been picking up or perceiving to be true about yourself. When that's from outside of you, forget it, it's done. It's a new moment. So your chakra now at the base of your spine is starting to vibrate. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Just tuning your awareness to that lower chakra. And then feel the legs now. Feel the energy moving down the legs as you internally scan down the legs, the thighs, the calves, the shins, the feet, the toes. Now imagine a reddish-orangish light moving from that tailbone area and then the energy moving down, the light, the reddish-orangish light energy moving down each leg. And as it moves down, you might be experiencing some pain that's coming to your awareness. And you can just allow the light to do what it needs to do to release that pain or tension or stiffness. You can move your feet around a little bit just to release it, if that helps. Otherwise, just see the reddish-orangish light moving up and down the legs and feet and into the pelvis. We'll call on Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being, and his energy is very powerful in 2016. We're halfway through, coming up to halfway through the year, and What does Ganesha have to say to you today? Inside of you, his energy. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy in the lower chakra. See the reddish orangish light or his form. You can imagine him to be very tiny. At the base of your spine and then moving up through a thin tube of light. So moving up through the spine, piercing all the energy centers on the way up, the chakras. So the navel, the heart center, the throat center, the third eye or midbrain, middle of your brain, and then piercing the skull and going into the space. So you can imagine Ganesha's moving up your spine. Keep imagining these tiny Ganeshas continuously moving up from the base of the spine up through that tube of light, piercing all the chakras, making them to spin in the proper direction so that you feel balanced at every chakra. So this is a continuous flow of Ganeshas. They can be fast, it can be slow. Feel Ganesha. Gam. 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 Now, this can be going on in the background. As you put your attention now at the base of the spine, we'll open up all the chakras. Starting with the sound na. Or ah, sorry. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Whoa. Move into your throat. Feel your throat. Clear it. Release the karma that's stuck in your throat. Ma. Move into the third eye, the pituitary, pineal, the midbrain. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move into your navel, your belly button. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Move in to the throat and the mouth. Va. Now focus on the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Now, imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you in his light form or his physical form, his human form that you can relate to. Imagine a beam of light penetrating your third eye, coming from his third eye. So receive the light, feel it. Take a moment to feel that pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows. If you can't see anything, that's okay. Just imagine it to be there. You already know what he looks like. You already know what light is. So you just tell your third eye to receive a beam of light, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows, activating the pituitary, activating the pineal, the midbrain. Feel the energy. Keep receiving it. Om Aim Reem Sarvaloka Keep focusing on receiving. So keeping your attention now in your heart center. Visualize a light arising from your heart center. It's a light beam, it's shooting up through the brain and going through the skull and into the space. Imagine this light shooting up from the heart center, going up through the brain and into the space to a point where it rests about 12 inches above the top of your skull. So you can imagine at the top of your skull, about 12 inches above that spot, and a red light can be there, or a being, if you know Kalabhairava, you might see the being. Imagine this pulling of energy coming from the heart center, shooting up and taking you into a new timeline, a new destiny, a new way of being, a new outlook. As this energy keeps shooting up to through the brain, through the skull, to rest 12 inches above the top of the skull, almost pulling you up and outside of your consciousness of where you are in the body. Vadyamo Bhairava. 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 Feel the brain coming alive, the pituitary, the pineal coming alive, the midbrain, as you imagine this beam of light shooting up from the heart center through the skull and into 12 inches above the skull. Vadyamo Bhairava. 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 Vadyamo Now, imagine Kalabhairava giving you a message that activates this tube of light within you. It activates the brain to have clarity. To be able to do whatever it is that you need to do. So keep focusing on this shooting light going up through the skull and into the space. You might feel the body rocking a bit, but there'll be energy. So imagine the body, or allow the body to just receive whatever message it is from Kalabhairava, energetically, in the form of light, in the form of a thought. Udyamo Bhairava. 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 Receive the message in your brain. Feel the neurons firing, lighting up the rest of your nervous system that tells the body what to do, what to release, what to hold on to, how to feel. All the cells have memory. Release all the memory that is no longer useful or serving you. And then allow clarity to be there, to be in the space, so that there's peace and energy, and some other higher thoughts can come that are going to serve you to be your highest and best in this moment and moving forward. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Udyamo Bhairava. Now, focus your attention on the spot between your two eyebrows. And you can just bring your memory back to Dr. Pillai, beaming that laser beam of light in the spot between your two eyebrows. And with your right hand and your ring finger on your right hand, or the middle finger, or both, tap the spot between your two eyebrows once. Tap. Feel it. Feel the energy surging through the brain as if it's rippling through the brain. Tap again. Feel it. Tap again. Feel it. Tap again, feel it, again, tapping,
feeling. One more time, tap again, feel it. Again, tap it, the spot between your two eyebrows, feel it. Once again, tap, feel it. One more time, feel it. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Receive, receive, receive the light, the grace, the flow of energy, divinity, connection to your higher self, so that you can jump out of time into a new way of being, a new outlook on life, a new perspective, a new direction. With the grace of Kalabhairava and Ganesha, Dr. Pillai. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world, peace, peace, peace. End the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed as you're coming back to yourself.